My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, who serves his state's 1st Congressional District. He joins us today to discuss a number of things, including the president's efforts to move forward on certain aspects of his jobs agenda without congressional authorization, primarily right now on the issues of housing and student loan repayments. And Congressman, it's always good to have you with us.
Well, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you, Greg.
Well, the president basically saying these are aspects of the plan that do not need congressional authorization. And since he's having a hard time, obviously, getting Congress to go along with anything other than the trade deal so far, that he's just going to go ahead and do this. How do you react to his reasoning here?
Well, I react by saying that the president is being so extremely disingenuous in this whole matter. First of all, he was supposed to propose a jobs bill. He called it that. He came here to the floor of the House, just a few feet from where I'm talking to you, and demanded that we pass his bill right away, right now, you know, 16, 17 times. He was saying, pass it right away. Well, he didn't even have a bill while he was demanding we pass it. Saturday, he hits the campaign trail. He's all over the country demanding we pass a bill that didn't exist. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, same thing. He's out all over the country spending millions of dollars on really what has to be a campaign trip because he had no bill. He was just out demanding we pass a bill that didn't exist. And then when his staff finally came up with one that obviously he hadn't had a chance to read, then he was still out there demanding we pass it. And in the Senate, when it was finally filed by Harry Reid, of course, you know, in the House, after being beat up for not passing, I finally made sure we at least had one. So I filed the American Jobs Act for him here in the House, but mine was two pages, his 155. But the real key, the real evidence of how disingenuous that and what a campaign tactic this is comes in the fact that the Article 1 of Section 7 makes clear any bill raising revenue must originate in the House. Harry Reid knew that with Obamacare. He knew that he couldn't have a Senate number on a Senate bill where he had any taxes raised at all in the bill, which Obamacare did. So he stripped out a bill that would have given the first a tax credit to first-time home buyers who were veterans, and deleting line one, page one, and all after and substituting therein Obamacare. That's how it got done and didn't violate, supposedly, Article 1, Section 7. Well, with this bill, when Reid finally filed it, I knew it had to have a House number, and so I told my staff, we'll find out what bill they stripped out to put this in. They never put it in a House bill. Reid knew, everybody down there knows, that all of that is nothing, Greg, it's nothing but show. It is just a complete charade that even if they had passed the president's bill in the Senate, it didn't have a House number on it, and therefore it would be what's called blue-slipped and sent directly back. It is all a game, and the only stimulus to the will not be to the economy if he forgives all the student loans. And, hey, my kids, my wife and I are paying them, but our three daughters all have student loans. But the only part of the economy that's helped is not the economy. It's the president's campaign. He buys their vote to come out in 2012 if he just wipes out their indebtedness. This is not a jobs bill. It won't create jobs other than extending Obama's job.
In terms of the constitutionality of what he's doing, you mentioned the Senate's effort to pass legislation that did not originate in the House, so that was unconstitutional. What about the president saying that he can change the rules for mortgage refinancing or the way that student loans are repaid? Is that within his purview or no?
Well, it's not according to the Constitution, but we've already seen with this president that that's not a problem when he bailed out the auto industry and violated all types of bankruptcy laws by getting a bankruptcy judge who hoped for a better appointment as a judge to sign off and then scared the Supreme Court into not taking the case up. And I'm advised that they'll never be able to sell what they did to the Supreme Court again because they just were not truthful in what they told the Supreme Court. But Anyway, they violated the Constitution, violated bankruptcy law, violated all kinds of laws in bailing out the auto industry, turning the secured creditors into undersecured, giving union folks secured status, and then, you know, basically eliminating dealerships just based on the whims of the czar. He's already done this, and if we're going to restore constitutional integrity back to this country, either this president is going to have a complete conversion experience back to somebody who actually believes in the Constitution as written, or we got to have another president.
Is there anything that Congress can do about it?
Absolutely. That's what's so frustrating to me. I know people say, gee, we only control one half of one third. You know, we just got 1/6. Greg, we control the most important half of the legislative branch. We are the big half of the legislative branch. We have the powers of the purse. If we would just have the courage of our convictions, we could just defund anything the president does. We could do that. That's constitutional. That's what the founders anticipated. So I'm hoping that we'll have more and more people of courage. I would love it if it was on both sides of the aisle who'll stand up and say, Mr. President, the beauty of our nation was the founders wanted it difficult to pass laws. You are not going to bypass both houses in the Supreme Court and just execute laws as basically a czar yourself. We're going to defund everything you do until you do it right. We could do that, Greg. Now we just need people with enough courage to do that.
Is there any official effort to do that, as far as you can tell, or is it more in the hypothetical stage at this point?
Well, see, we, with regard to like bypassing Congress on the student loans and on the mortgage issue, it may be that he's as disingenuous as that about that as he was about the jobs bill. We need to see if he really intends to do that, or if this is one of those things where he's telling them, you keep me in office and this is how good it'll be for you. So we need to see if he's really serious or if this is just another facade that he's creating.
Well, another very important thing for Americans to consider as we get further and further along in this debate and closer to next year's elections.
The Constitution should matter.
I think a lot of people would agree with that, sir. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Greg.
Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.